We welcome Imam Muhammad Al-Asi from Washington, D.C. for blessing us with his presence. Please note there are lots of people who are still joining, and people from especially from New York and New Jersey area are arriving. I would like to request all of you to please come and join the sisters, stand with the sisters, and let's not block the driveway, please. So we abide all the federal and the state laws. So mashallah, the Sunni and the Shia community in Pakistan has been living since centuries in that area, in the United India times. Since centuries we have been living together. So let's read this slogan all together. Shia Sunni United will never be defeated. Shia Sunni United
will never be defeated.
Shia Sunni United
will never be defeated.
Shia Sunni United
will never be defeated.
Shia Sunni United
will never be defeated.
I remember Imam Ridwanullah Alayhi used to say that those who want to sow the seeds of division between Shias and Sunnis have nothing to do with Shias or with Sunnis. They have nothing to do with Islam. They are the puppets of the foreign enemies. So this is what we need to understand, that we need to maintain our unity against those evil terrorists and Wahhabis who have been sowing the seeds of disunity. So I'd like to request Muhammad Rizvi from Michigan to please come forward for your poem. Please welcome Muhammad Rizvi from Michigan for his poem.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
I would like to share a poem about Pakistan, and I stress on being unified against the oppressors. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah I begin, but I don't begin with a grin. As we all know, Pakistan is a place of beauty, a naturally awesome piece of land, but we must not forget our duty to preserve its our soil, to preserve our sand. Up above the mountain peaks, through the jungles and the trees, sparkling rivers flowing in streaks that lead us into magnificent seas. Pakistan, just look at the name. Pak means pure or clean. But is the name and the reality the same? That's what it's supposed to mean. We are supposed to live with peace and rest. We are supposed to share and give, because this life is a test to see which one of you is the best. Remember when our country was a country. Remember those famous brave men, those people who wanted us to be free. But when will we be free? When? When will that time come again when we can walk outside with peace? Do you know when? Do you know when? When we'll stand and increase? When we'll stand together with Islam as our deen? When we'll stand together with Islam as our deen? When we'll stand together with Islam as our deen? Our patience will create our weather under a flag made of white and green. Come on people, show everyone that we exist. We will not sit down and wait, no matter how much foreigners insist. We will emerge from the mist. Justice is first on our list. We wage war against the Salafists and their supporters, the renowned Zionists. We will advance with our religion, with our spirit and unity. Our nation, the nation of the Prophet, will surpass all of humanity. We will advance with strength and technology, with knowledge and wisdom and philosophy. From Gilgit to Karachi, from Karachi to Lahore, from Quetta to Peshawar, our throats will never be sore. Do you know what happened in Gilgit? A convoy attacked, dozens killed. Who was martyred, who was not? Innocent blood was spilled. Hundreds of people lost their lives. Why? Because of difference in belief. Hundreds of people lost their lives. Why? Because of difference in belief. This is injustice, this is crime. Shouldn't we all be in grief? We should be in grief, but actively. We must stay in grief continuously. Every day is Ashura. Every day is Karbala. The only thing that we can say is that we all should pray and ask Allah to guide us all of us to the right way. O Allah, guide us all to the straight path, not the path of those who anger you, and not the path of those who earn your wrath. Ameen. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
ali. Labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
Hayhat minna zilla.
Hayhat minna zilla.
Brothers and sisters, please remember we abide the laws of trash on the road. So let's maintain the discipline and the cleanliness.